It is your Friday show. In the studio, I've got Steve Evans, Philippa Smallwood and Alex Marshall. Alex is going to talk to us about Newcastle, amongst other things. He'll contribute as we go as well, I'm sure. And over the phone, we've got Andy Middleton to talk West Ham and Jack from Fulhamish to get stuck into the Ranieri situation, the Ranieri question. First and foremost, though, we're going to start with the Saturday 3 o'clock. So the last time Manchester United, Manchester City and Liverpool were all not on telly in the same weekend. I don't know the answer to that. It's not a trivia quiz. I'm just pointing it out. But let's start with United, Steve Evans. And let's start with the idea that home to Hodgson's Palace after an international break is just absolutely lovely. You couldn't handpick it better.
Like the stars of a line, doesn't it, for them? It's just after United go, come off the back of a bit of a tricky one, obviously getting beaten at Derby and stuff, and a bit more pressure piled on Mourinho, they get a nice little walk in the park here home to our friend Roy. Yeah, I can't see it being so much of a problem for United. I think you never quite know what's going to happen off the back of the international breaks, but I think going to Palace, the soft underbelly of Palace will be on pretty on show pretty early, I think, at United, and I can't really see it being too many problems.
I mean, it might be a different story if it was away from home, but I actually don't think it would, Philip, but I think we've seen enough now of this Palace side where there's loads of bark. Everyone always says beforehand, oh, Palace away, doesn't that look tricky? And then the actual reality is that everybody goes there and wins.
Yeah, they've actually got a really dreadful home record this season, haven't they? So,
So you're back at they've only won 2 out of 12 Palace and they're going to Old Trafford.
Yeah, I just can't see anything other than a United win, and it's just one of them. Every time I look at the fixtures, I always look at it and I think we've got the bloody toughest fixture again. You know, every single match it just seems that ours is tougher. I mean, when we played Palace earlier on in the season, obviously you didn't quite know what Palace were about at that point. You still thought that they were going to be this dangerous side, you know, that you're going to struggle against. And to a certain extent, they are. I mean, Hodgson has a little bit more fire when he plays us anyway, just because of what happened. But at some point, they're going to have to start picking up points, aren't they?